If you're interested in getting a tattoo, you should feel comfortable at every aspect of getting a tattoo. On a customer end, you should never feel rushed to get it, and you should never settle. When you walk into a tattoo shop, you should feel that it's a clean, safe environment. You should feel welcome. You know, like if you don't feel welcome, then most likely you're not, and you should turn around and leave. You know, if somebody gives you attitude because they're tattooed and you're not, and there's the I'm cooler than you factor, then, you know, just turn around and leave. You should never be made to feel uncomfortable. It's like going to a music store and somebody's like the clerk, you know, scoffing at the choices of music that you've made. Like you shouldn't be scoffed at. You shouldn't be laughed at, you know. And then, like I said, it should be clean. You should feel welcome. And then after that, you know, you should always look at portfolios. A lot of successful tattooers are just good car salesmen. They can just put you in a tattoo rather than, and it not be the most that you could possibly get. So always, you know, always look at portfolios, and that way you can get an idea of what that person's capable and incapable of doing.
So, like, you have a notebook or a portfolio with your art in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, all three of us do. There's Andy, Nate, and myself. And yeah, we all, like, and we try to keep them up to date. I mean, right now we're really busy. Like you said, it's a pretty busy shop. So it's hard to update stuff when we're constantly moving. But as a, like I said, from the customer end, you should look at a portfolio. If you find an artist that you're willing to get tattooed by, you know, definitely ask them. If they're up to their game and they're good tattooers, then they should be honored to do that for you. And never be afraid to ask questions. That's one thing that I feel people get a lot of tattoos that they don't necessarily want to get them, or they don't get them the way they want them because they're just afraid to ask questions. At the end of the day, I'm just like everybody else.
It's because you look too tough.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, you should never be afraid to ask questions, and you should always listen. I mean, it's always hard to talk to a customer who has a preconceived notion of what it should be like, and you try to explain to them the other way, and they don't want to hear it because they're so set in a preconceived notion. But there again, you know, I'm not here to teach. I'm just here to do good tattoos. I'm just here to do everything I can to make sure that customer leaves happy. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's buyer beware. You know, you should do everything you can to make sure that you're getting what you want.
I have to tell you, when I told my husband I was interviewing you, he said, "You're going to come home with a tattoo, aren't you?"
Do you have any tattoos?
I have no tattoos.
Okay. And I guess that's another thing. I have a lot of friends that have absolutely no tattoos, and they have no interest in getting them. And one of the sad things is meeting a customer, obviously a lot of times younger, who feels that they absolutely have to get this tattoo, I guess, to be accepted. But, you know, it's not for everybody. I used to think that everybody should get a tattoo, but it's not for everybody. And a lot of times I can see that in my customer when they're getting it. But it's not my job to question their motives or question their reasons for getting a tattoo. I'm just there to do a tattoo. And if they're willing to get it, you know, I'll do it. You know, I definitely give plenty of opportunities to get out of it.
To get out of it.
Yeah, but
good for you.
You know, I mean, but there's, you know, like I said, you know, youth's gift is fearlessness. And I mean, a lot of college kids do it, and you can see in their faces they don't really want this tattoo, but their friends are so jazzed that they have to get it, you know. It's what it is, you know.